afternoon, everyone, and thank you for tuning into the Educated Guest podcast. For those of you who don't know, my name is Greta Rivera, and for today's episode, we're going to be talking about something a little bit more serious, and that is on the subject of, did slavery really end with the passing of the 13th Amendment? And to broaden up a little, does slavery still exist in America? To begin today's controversial topic, did slavery really end with the passing of the 13th Amendment? Well, to answer this question, no. The 13th Amendment does not prohibit slavery and involuntary servitude. There is one big loophole that still persecutes convicted criminals. In other words, this amendment can be seen as slavery in disguise. The Constitution states the following: neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime, whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. This contemporaneously represents the racial disparities that exist in the criminal justice system.
So let's look at the statistics. The United States is home to 5% of the world's population, but 25% of the world's prisoners.
This quote by Barack Obama states that the prison population in America is approximately 3.2 million, which makes the United States leader of the highest incarceration rate in the world. As stated by the NAACP's criminal justice fact sheet, although African Americans make up approximately 32% of the U.S. population, they comprised 56% of the incarcerated people in 2015. Every day, Black people are wrongfully convicted of serious crimes or are often put in jail for minuscule reasons. The New York Times states that when it comes to murder, Black defendants account for 40% of those convicted of crime, but 50% of those are wrongfully convicted. Whites accounted for 36% of wrongfully convicted murder defendants. This just goes to show that instead of helping Black people, the 13th Amendment has trapped them, and it's all legal. Shortly after the passing of the 13th Amendment, many southern states passed anti-vagrancy black codes, which allowed local authorities to arrest freed people for minor infractions and lease them out to private people to work under slave-like conditions. Today, hundreds of thousands of people are held as modern-day slaves. Examples of this include people that forcefully work without pay. Over the years, Americans have grown comfortable with racism. Because of this, contemporary slavery still exists today. People may argue that slavery and racism does not exist. People often associate slavery as racist, but according to a blog called Bond, an article posted by James Hake states that slavery was simply part of the times among all cultures. It was not about race, nor was any of the fallout post-Civil War with Jim Crow or segregation. But that's where he's wrong. The Jim Crow laws affected only people of color, which Jim Crow laws were a collection of state and local regulations that legalized racial segregation. Racism ties into slavery and continues to denote the negative connotation that existed in the past. Racism has also been expressed throughout many hate crimes in America. Hate crimes are usually associated with and motivated by race and ethnicity. Data from the Department of Justice Statistics asserts that more than 80% of violent hate crimes, both fatal and non-fatal, are motivated by race or ethnicity. According to CNN, in 2015, there were 1,745 anti-Black hate crimes reported. Far outnumbering the 613 anti-white incidents and 299 anti-Hispanic or Latino incidents. The 13th Amendment was passed in attempts to eradicate discrimination and slavery, but sadly, it has only led to the continuous racial inequities that Black people in America are victims of. The 13th Amendment The 13th Amendment has also led to the high imprisonment rate of blacks. As of now, this amendment has not put an end to slavery, and the end is nowhere in sight. Thank you all so much for tuning into this segment of The Educated Guess. Feel free to leave any comments or your comments and opinions in the comment box below and tell us, what do you think? Does slavery end with the passing of the 13th Amendment?